This is News Talk.
And the photograph on the front of the Irish Times is of a wedding yesterday, a special wedding because it took place on the outskirts of Kyiv, of two Ukrainian territorial defence members wearing their sort of military gear while getting married. That's the photo on the front of the Irish Times. The main story, Russia warns West against protecting skies over Ukraine. More and more of this and the calls for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. However, as the Irish Times says, Moscow has warned it will view any bid by the West to guard Ukraine's airspace as an act of hostility, as the US said it was seeking ways to help Poland provide warplanes to its neighbour, and Kyiv pleaded for NATO help against Russian bombardment there. So it looks like, I mean, we've heard already that if there was to be a no-fly zone, that would be some way a declaration of World War III. Ukraine continues to call for it, to call for safety. Russia is saying if that happens, absolutely no way. Ukrainian officials said plans to evacuate 200,000 civilians from the port of Mariupol failed for a second day yesterday because of Russian shelling. Now, the news this morning is that at about 7 o'clock, there is going to be a humanitarian corridor opened up. We shall see if that holds. It didn't hold over the weekend, but let's see what happens this morning. The other story in the front of the Irish Times is that the number of Ukrainian refugees coming to Ireland could hit 100,000, Minister said yesterday, as civilians fleeing the Russian invasion continue to arrive in neighbouring countries. We've about 1,500 who have arrived into Ireland from Ukraine so far, and that number expected to rise and rise. And we did hear of 20,000. We're now hearing from ministers that it could be 100,000 or more Ukrainians who come to Ireland to flee to safety. The Irish Independent, 1.5 million flee Ukraine in worst refugee crisis since World War II, and civilian casualties continue to mount as Russian shells pounded major cities. The Irish Independent says families fleeing their homes with suitcases and pets were bombarded with shells as they attempted to leave the city of Irpin near Kyiv. The Irish Examiner has the same or similar headline, 1.5 million flee as Putin strikes kill innocents. The number of Ukrainians seeking refuge here has been steadily increasing over the past week. And the Irish Examiner also goes with the news that we two Fianna Fáil politicians, Billy Kelleher and Timmy Dooley, who headed over to Ukraine last night to meet politicians and political representatives in Lviv, the city there. They were invited by political contacts in Brussels, and they were talking on the news last night. They're speaking in the Irish Examiner this morning about how sobering and emotional it was to see all of these people queuing up to try and cross the border, 20-kilometre tailbacks there. Don't know how they got by, the tailbacks, but they say that they saw as they were passing by a queue of 20 kilometres of people trying to obviously cross the border into Poland and various other neighbouring countries. The Irish Daily Mirror, killed as they fled. Residents run for their lives as around 8 people, including 2 children, were killed yesterday by Russian troops targeting their escape. The Irish Sun, running for their lives. Russian tyrant Vladimir Putin yesterday targeted women and children in Ukraine after breaking a second ceasefire in 2 days. And the Irish Daily Mail, even higher fuel prices on the way. Irish motorists could face even higher petrol prices after the US pushed for a total ban on Russian oil imports last night. The Irish Times also looks at petrol prices, and it's one of those things, it feels a bit sort of glib to be talking about petrol prices and how it's affecting our pockets here when you've people being literally bombed to death. But unfortunately, that's the way it is. And you do think about yourself first and your own situation first. And the Irish Times says a number of petrol stations were selling petrol and diesel at more than €2 a litre at the weekend. And they have the AA saying that because the cost of a litre of fuel at a service station is approximately 60% tax, the AA said drivers are paying €1 a litre in tax. So if it's €2 a litre, €1 of that is going on tax. Now, I think we heard the government say that if prices hit €2, they'd have to look at intervening. So one would assume that that's the big work going on in government at the moment, is in some way, can we reduce the amount of tax that people are paying? Because that would cut something off the €2, and we could get €1 off if they got rid of all tax on petrol and diesel. The Irish Times rang around a number of different petrol stations yesterday. Circle K on St. Peter's Road in Dublin, 2012 was charging €1.86 for petrol. However, Maxall service station in Newbridge in Ballymoney there was selling petrol for €1.97. So there are variations, and it is worth your while shopping around in various different towns. Staying with prices going up, by the way, Irish Independent has been looking at hotel prices for St. Patrick's Day. And obviously, we've had 2 years of virtual St. Patrick's Day celebrations. So this is going to be a big one. And the hotels clearly know this because they're charging high prices for their availability. Dublin and Galway appear to be the most in-demand counties for tourists who want to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Ireland. And for two people to stay in the Jury's Inn in Christchurch in Dublin for two nights, March 17th and 18th, it would cost €1,080. If you want to stay in the Hilton in Kilmainham, €929. And the Maldron Hotel in Parnell, they're €826. There's a whole load of different examples of hotel prices there. But suffice to say, a lot of them are quite expensive to stay in for St. Patrick's Day. Now, staying actually with prices going up, in the Daily Mail this morning, we're told that Irish consumer experts have accused Odeon Cinemas of barefaced greed. This is after they charged their customers €3 more to see the new Batman film. So they have some examples here that on Wednesday night in one of the Odeon cinemas, an adult premiere ticket for the film Uncharted cost €11.50. On Thursday, it was €13.50. But on Friday, an adult ticket for the Batman was €15 for a standard seat or €17 for a premiere seat. Dermot Jewell from the Irish Consumers Association said the practice is wrong on so many levels. However, Odeon says we charge a premium for the best seats in the house, and they say look at sports events, concerts, live theatre. If you've the best seat, it costs more to get it. Now, I'm sure you lie awake at night worrying that we don't have enough TDs in the Dáil. Well, panic not, because in the Mail this morning, the Dáil is going to get up to 15 more TDs after the next general election. Senior government sources expect the number to increase significantly beyond what is constitutionally required. So obviously we'll have the census, and that's going to reveal a major increase in the population since the last census. And how they choose how many TDs is in the Dáil is that, I don't know, there's a mathematical formula, but essentially one TD represents a certain proportion of the population. And in the Mail, we're told that we could have 15 more TDs, which is very, very exciting. Hopefully we've enough seats in the Dáil for them. The Irish Times says that there's a big campaign in one secondary school in Dublin to end what they call a cold, impractical and discriminatory skirt-only uniform policy. So a number of schoolgirls have got together there and said, we want to get rid. And apparently it was the pandemic. It was those open windows, classrooms being cold. The girls of Maryfield College are saying enough is enough. We want to get rid of the skirt-only uniform policy. Final story for you comes from the Mirror this morning. And I know for some people it's very annoying. For other people, they couldn't care less. But if you're trying to open a jar at home, well, we have the solution for you. Experts have lifted the lid on the best way to open a stubborn jar, and the answer is rubber gloves. Consumer group Which said that rubber gloves top hot water, cling film, tea towels and scissors when raw strength fails, because rubber gloves provide a sturdy grip and cushion your hand against the metal lid. Now, they have to be clean, by the way, so there won't be any slippages there or whatever, but something to try if you've a stubborn jar at home.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.